Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, June 10th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Pro-abortion activists target the homes of Supreme Court judges. Most New Yorkers fear for their personal safety. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez blames Chicago violence on Indiana. President Biden talks with Jimmy Kimmel. Also coming up, my message of the day, update listeners, sound off. But first, far-left activists planning protests at the houses of Supreme Court justices, which is dangerous. The pro-abortion group Ruth sent us, refusing to call off the demonstrations after a man was arrested with a gun near the home of Justice Kavanaugh. Maryland police arrested the 26-year-old who admits he was there to kill the judge. The suspect is being charged with attempted murder of a U.S. official. A survey from Siena College finds 70% of New Yorkers feel less safe than they did 2 years ago. Three quarters fear they will be the victim of violent crime. 69% think a gunman may target their neighborhood because of race or religion. Crime spiraling out of control in the Big Apple. Since January 1st of this year, shootings are up 20%. Assaults up 35%, robberies 25%, car theft 33%, all in less than 6 months. Crime in the subway up an astounding 48%. The ridiculous no bail law passed by the far left legislature in Albany is to blame for the crime spike in New York. And New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez ignores New York's problems and blames Chicago's crime wave on the adjacent state of Indiana. Said Ms. Cortez, quote, "There is no discussion about gun violence in Chicago without talking about Indiana. Mothers are losing children due to the guns and the carnage and the lawlessness of that state." Well, Ms. Cortez is citing gun sales in Indiana and totally ignoring the Chicago criminals who are pulling the triggers and killing innocent people. She ignores that. President Biden talking with liberal comedian Jimmy Kimmel. Mr. Biden visiting L.A. to attend the Summit of the Americas. The sit-down is Biden's first appearance on late-night TV in a while. Said Kimmel, "It's nice that the president is here." Said Mr. Biden, "The Republican Party is now a far-right extremist outfit." And so it goes. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. We'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Mark Rabli, Bowbridge, Louisiana, in Cajun country, says, "Bill, you often state that the answer to gun violence is to federalize all gun crimes. My question, how many gun crimes and which ones are not federalized? The only gun crimes that are federalized, Mark, are when a criminal buys illegal guns in Louisiana, say, and then transports them across state lines. then the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms gets involved. All other gun crimes are local, unless you try to assassinate a president or a member of the federal government. So my thesis, and it really is the only solution to gun violence, is that somebody walks into a grocery store in New Orleans with a gun to rob the place and is arrested by the New Orleans PD, that case goes to the federal apparatus in Louisiana for trial. And then upon conviction, there's a mandatory 5-year prison term, first offense, 10 years second, 20 years third. That way, the federal government controls all gun crimes, because now most gun crimes are not even prosecuted, which is why you see all of this violence in the inner cities across the country. Now, as for the individual loons who massacre children, you can make it harder for them to do that, but you're never going to stop it. Not with 400 million guns currently in the USA. Jim in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Hey, Bill, I get angry when I hear you say Donald Trump is polarizing. The biased coverage of Trump intentionally made him appear responsible for the polarizing images. Well, as you know, Jim, I know Donald Trump pretty well, more than 30 years. He will admit himself that he's polarizing because he doesn't take anything casually. If you insult Donald Trump, he insults you right back. And a lot of people don't like that confrontational style. I'll say this to you. Trump supporters believe the way that you do, that he had a right to defend himself. But in order to be reelected president again, he needs a lot of people who are independent, not necessarily MAGA. Michael Marco Island, Florida, is there nothing we can do to make President Biden open pipelines and decrease regulations to produce more gas and oil? No, there's nothing we can do. He's elected as the president. He signs executive orders. They are challenged in courts, but that takes a long time. And what he has done is suppress the harvesting of fossil fuels in the United States, and that drives the prices up. So anyway, that's where we are. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. I hope you consider Killing the Killers, number one book in the country, for a Father's Day gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Break out the sunscreen. Summer is here. But for millions of Americans, that will not include a trip to the beach. Polls show 33% of the public, a third of Americans, refuse to swim in the ocean because of sharks. Thank you, Jaws. This June, researchers around the world are tagging thousands of sharks to better understand the creatures, and here's how that works. Every year, the federal government posts instructions for divers, sailors, and fishermen to help tag sharks. A GPS chip is placed on the shark's fin, which then broadcasts the shark's current position, speed, and temperature. To date, more than 300,000 sharks around the world have been tagged. The data helps ecologists better understand migration patterns, mating behavior, and lifespan. Because of the tagging efforts, the shark population is exploding around the world. Once brought to the brink of extinction by pollution and general hostility from humans, the sharks are making a big comeback. Their population off the coast of North America is up 35% in the last 10 years. Fans at home can even track the sharks on their smartphones. Now, some sharks have become celebrities. A 1,000-pound great white named Ironbound is a favorite along the East Coast. Hundreds turned up in the Carolinas to see old Ironbound when the tracking devices said he was near the shore. And here's something else you might not know. While shark attacks on humans are rare, they do occur. Last year, 73 confirmed cases worldwide, 9 deaths. While the chances of being attacked by a shark are 1 in 4 million, scientists say there are things you can do to mitigate the risk. Do not go in the ocean at dusk or dawn. Remove jewelry. Sharks like shiny objects, so do barracuda. And if you see a seal, a cute seal, get out of the water, because great whites munch on seals. Wherever seals are, sharks are. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.